All right. Ball Metal, plant manager in the house here this morning. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, WTO 11 now. Weather, things clearing out. Looks pretty good. I was a little worried we were going to have a thunderstorm this morning, but that went to the south. WTO 11 weather forecast is on the way. 83 are high today. Tom McKay, Ball Metal plant manager, welcome. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Rex. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm very happy because, you know, I told you I'm sorry about all the wires that we have, but this is radio and we have a lot of wires. I don't know.
It's all good. It's all good. Understood.
So you are from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, home of Rolling Rock Beer and Arnold Palmer.
That's right.
Awesome.
Right. Born and raised. Spent my first 25 years in Latrobe and then kind of moved on from there.
All right. So Arnold, didn't he buy the golf course there? And
yeah, he has the country club that's in Latrobe.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Rolling Rock, part of Latrobe as well, was purchased by Anheuser-Busch, and the label moved out, but the brewery's still there.
Oh, okay. Because my dad always drank Rolling Rock beer. And
all right.
We went to Kibbe's in Bluffton and got a case. That's carry out. In the day, back in the 70s, he bought glass bottles. So
the good old days, awesome. Right?
Yeah, the good old days, right? Tom McKay, plant manager over at Ball Metal. So Ball Metal's been here quite a while.
It has. Yeah. It has. Yeah, we were fortunate. We've celebrated our 50th anniversary as being part of the Findlay community last year.
Yeah.
We had a number of events throughout the course of the year, a lot of it around the appreciation of the workforce, the great workforce that we have at the Findlay plant. We've also installed a new high-speed aluminum can line. It's allowed us to increase our can-making capacity by right around 40%. So that line started up at the beginning of this year, and just a lot of good things going on at the plant, a lot of great investments into the facility.
Tom McKay, Ball Metal Plant Manager. And I know when we think Ball has the canning jars, and but you don't do anything glass. You just do aluminum at that plant, so
right, just aluminum, anywhere from a 5.5-ounce can to a to a 12-ounce sleek can, and then the end that goes on top of the can as well.
Okay,
so we stay pretty busy. Significant capacity, right around 4 billion cans made a year, and about 26 billion ends made a year
in Findlay.
In Findlay.
Oh wow, very good. So how many? What's the workforce over there? How many people?
We have 441 employees, so great workforce, great area for us to be able to pull the talent that we need to run a facility. It's a 24/7 facility, so folks come in and work 4 days on, 4 days off, and
So sustainability here in Findlay, talk about that.
Yeah, so a little bit about sustainability. So we continue to review and reduce our carbon footprint. It's an extremely important part of our business. We focus on energy, natural gas, and water usage as far as our reduction areas. We're also marking 10 years of zero waste to landfill at the Findlay facility. And we've also expanded our partnership with One Energy to include 6 wind turbines. So the wind turbines provide about 30% of our energy.
Okay.
And just yesterday, we awarded 6 megawatt scholarships to local students for right around $30,000. So great event. We do that annually. We've been doing that the last 6 years. And then our community recycling program is in its 20th year. We partner with our local schools to encourage the recycling of aluminum cans and do some education around that. And through our 20-year partnership, we've been able to award local schools approximately $300,000. And we've also assisted 60 students with $100,000 in scholarships.
Wow, that's impressive there. Right. Tom McKay is a Ball Metal plant manager, and you've been in Findlay, I think you said 5 years?
A little over 5 years.
How do you like Findlay? What do you think about all the things that are going on, especially out by Ball Metal?
Right. Yeah, it continues to grow. As I said, 5 years. I actually spent part of a year here a few years before that, and it's amazing the growth and the industry that continues to come into the area. I think it's beneficial for everybody in the community, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could stop by today.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Tom McKay, Ball Metal Plant Manager. Did we miss anything?
Didn't miss anything. Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
You are welcome. More from Community Day here. We are at McDonald's. It's in Findlay, Flag City USA, Flag Day. And coming up a little bit later, we'll run down some of the things going on around our community. Jim Aris from the Northwest Ohio Railroad Preservation, right across from Ball Metal. He will be here, and we'll discuss. They've got a big event coming up to celebrate summer next weekend. Megan Maroney on the way.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.